Welcome to the podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta, where we are committed to changing lives with faith, hope, and love. We're so glad you are here.
The scripture lessons you've just heard remind me of a song we used to sing in Sunday school and then in the youth group. I feel sure that you are familiar with it. It's based on Matthew chapter 7, and it goes like this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. That's the chorus, the verse I'm really thinking of after that reading from our second scripture lesson from the book of Exodus is the second or third verse. Now, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. We used to sing that song with Vivian Stevens, who died during this epidemic. And while we haven't yet been able to remember her at a funeral, I'll always remember her when I think of that song or of the many others that she taught us to sing. Seek ye first, as we called it, is wonderful to sing in a round. Yet the reason I think of it now is because it calls us never to settle, but to ask. That's what Moses did. He dared ask to see God. That was a bold thing to do, especially when you think about how easy it is to settle. When I was a kid, it was really easy to settle because we didn't always know what else was out there that we could have asked for. For example, every once in a while, back when we were kids, maybe once a month or so, my mom wouldn't be home for dinner because she'd be meeting with her book group. And when that happened, my father was in charge of feeding us kids, which made supper kind of interesting. I don't know what that meant in your family, but for my sister, brother, and me, our father cooking supper meant that he'd drive us to the Ingalls grocery store on Powder Springs Road, then he'd lead us to the sardines, and then he'd boldly say, pick out whatever can you want. Could we have asked for something else for supper? I don't know. I never thought to ask. Could we have maybe asked that he take us instead to our favorite Mexican restaurant, which was just across the street, or maybe even to Chuck E. Cheese, where a kid can be a kid? I don't know, because we never were bold enough to ask. We were offered sardines, and that's what we settled for. We were thankful to have them. Now, that sounds like the right attitude for children to have, doesn't it? Have you ever wished that your children or grandchildren would just appreciate all that they have already? Have you ever avoided going into Target just because you don't want to hear them asking for more? I do that all the time, only Scripture keeps pushing us and them not to settle, but to ask. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Those are the words of Jesus. And more than that, all the really annoying people who won't stop asking for what they want or can't help but fight for what they believe in, rather than paint them as annoying, entitled, or ungrateful, Scripture remembers them as examples of how we should all be. Think about it. There's the Canaanite woman who won't settle for the scraps that fall from the table, but boldly calls on Jesus to heal her daughter, and the Lord does. There's the parable of the widow who returns day after day to the unjust judge until she receives justice. What does Jesus say about her? He said, will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? So now consider Moses, who says to God, show me your glory, I pray. This is a bold request. Have you ever asked God for something like that? Surely I never have. I never even have the audacity to ask that I be treated like a human being when I call our internet company, much less call on God for any more than I have already. Yet, consider the song, ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Don't settle, keep going, keep asking, keep pushing. We're on our way to something more, so fight for it. That's what it takes. According to legend, George Frederick Handel, who Beethoven considered the greatest composer who ever lived, wrote his most famous piece, Messiah, in just 24 days. After completing the most famous portion of Messiah, the Alleluia chorus, he is reported to have said to a servant, "Either I did think I did see all heaven before me and the great God himself, or I thought I saw the face of God." Certainly, we never would have made it anywhere. We never would have made it to the moon had humanity been satisfied just staring up at it. Presbyterian astronaut John Glenn gave reporters an idea of what it's like in outer space to look out on this kind of creation and not believe in God is, to me, impossible. What does it take then to catch a glimpse of the divine as they did? What is required to see, if not God's face, then a sliver of his glory? I tell you, first we are required to ask, though just that is hard for a lot of people to do. Sometimes I'll meet with couples before they get married. And maybe she'll tell me that he never considers her opinion. Then I'll ask, does he know what your opinion is? Have you told him? And that's a good place to start. Maybe he wouldn't listen anyway, but that's a good place to start. Because talking with your mother about him probably isn't going to change anything. I've been reading the paper a lot lately. It has me thinking about how sometimes it's like we're afraid to say what we want. It's like we're afraid to ask directly, that maybe we're afraid to say what it is that we really want in the presence of those who might actually give it to us. An old newspaper man named Sam Kennedy, who ran the local paper back in Tennessee, once told me, "If you want to know the true nature of your community, always read the letters to the editor." So I've been reading those. I've been reading those and have learned all kinds of stuff. Lately, I've read about political yard signs that keep getting stolen or vandalized. Months ago, it was frustration with the local schools not opening their classrooms for in-person learning that people were writing the editor about. My general reflection based on many of these letters is that we are a society who has such trouble talking with people who we fear think differently, that we use forums like this one as a way to vent because we're too scared to talk with each other face to face. Now, Dan Kirk never vents like that in his letters to the editor. I don't know if you've ever read what he writes, but you should. Interestingly, our own Dan Kirk just writes in to remind us to be grateful for how lucky we are. But that's besides the point. By and large, I believe we settle for venting in the newspaper when we could be speaking our concerns to the people who could do something about it. When I think of such behavior, I worry that we settle for ranting when we could be moving forward. That we wind up feeling helpless and frustrated when we could be working towards a brighter future. We grow used to yelling and finger pointing, and we call it governance. We allow our neighbors to do as they please, even when it drives us crazy, because it's easier to go back inside to watch TV rather than ask them to put on a mask, turn down the music, or just come over for dinner. Why do we go back to watching TV? Why do we put our heads down and mind our own business when we could be asking for more? We'd never have gotten to the moon if we hadn't learned to work together. And we'll never make it to the promised land if we don't start moving towards each other more than we are now. That's why I think the most important quote of all when it comes to glimpsing the divine as Moses, Handel, or John Glenn did is that of Victor Hugo, the playwright of Les Miserables, who is reported to have said, "To love another person is to see the face of God." Maybe that's the greatest frontier. Maybe that's the place where so many of us end up settling for less. Because it's so hard to love someone. It requires nearly everything of us. Just think about Moses. He killed the Egyptian and lost his home and the palace. Why? Because he loved his people. He left his home in the wilderness to answer a call from God to set his people free. Why? Because he couldn't bear the thought of their suffering. He faced Pharaoh with nothing more than a staff in his hand. He led them out of slavery through the waters of the sea, just trusting that God would provide a way. They got hungry and he was bold to ask for food. They got thirsty and he was bold to ask for water. They kept complaining about him and he was bold to ask God to love them anyway. Love kept pushing him to do more and to be more. And even though those Israelites were like five-year-olds on a long car trip, even though every 5 minutes one of them had to stop to use the bathroom on this long car trip that lasted 40 years, so that even God had enough saying to Moses, "I will not go among you to the promised land, or I would consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people." Moses says to the Lord, "Please, stay with us." Moses asks of the Lord, "Let me glimpse your glory." You know what we settle for? We settle for just living in a country with people we don't agree with. We settle for just getting along with neighbors who we can't understand and who might be stealing our political yard signs at night. We settle for putting up with, tolerating, just getting through this election without wringing someone's neck. But do you know what the gospel demands of us? Love your neighbor as yourself. My friends, the time has come to ask for more. To ask for more of our country, who made it all the way to the moon, but somehow tolerates a refusal to reach across the aisle. Who somehow has confused a debate and an argument. The time has come for us to demand more of ourselves. We who know what's happening all the way in China, but don't know what's happening across the street. The time has come for us to ask more of our neighbors who may need to be reminded that we are free in this country to do all kinds of things, but we are never, as Christians, free to hate. With boldness, let us dare ask for more than we have now. And in doing so, if we do so out of love, we will see the face of God. Ask. Seek. Knock. Amen.
This podcast is a ministry of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta. Come join us Sundays at 189 Church Street, Marietta, Georgia, or visit us online at fpcmarietta.org.